This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa is in South Sudan on a three-day working visit. Ramaphosa is expected to receive a detailed briefing from the President of South Sudan, Salva Kiir Mayardit, on the status of the implementation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of conflicts in the Republic of South Sudan, which was signed on the 12th of September in 2018. The agreement will expire on February the 22nd in 2025 and must be preceded by elections in December 2024. And for more on this, we are joined on the line by the managing director at the Dawn newspaper in South Sudan, Dennis Ilamu. Dennis, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Yes, very grateful to be with you.
Now, with this visit, Dennis, by South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, the implementation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of conflict in the Republic of South Sudan seems to be top of the agenda. I mean, with this having to take place and, the agreement is going to expire in February 2025, and the expectation is that there will be elections in December this year, 2024. Take us through the process that has been made to date in the implementation of this agreement.
Yeah, there has been, of course, progress has been made, especially when you look at the reconstitution of some of the key institutions prescribed within the revitalized peace agreement. And the parties to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement have actually reconstituted the National Election Commission, that is in charge, the body in charge of conducting the elections, and then also the political party council is in place, which is in charge of registering political parties that would be contesting the elections. Then another thing also, there has been some progress also, but not that much, when it comes to the graduation of the unified forces that are supposed to take charge of security. Yes, some of them have been deployed in some parts of the country, but that translates only to 6% out of the total of 83,000 forces, meaning that there's still a lot of work to be done when it comes to the graduation of the unified forces. Then also the constitutional making process is also set to start. Some of the things should have been done earlier before, and that is something really which we are still keen to see happen.
Now, if we go back to late last year, we saw President Salva Kiir firing two ministers for violating the terms of a peace agreement. Since 2013, how have, going back to 2013, how have political parties upheld the revitalized agreement on this resolution of conflict in South Sudan?
The key thing is that the ceasefire is largely holding. That means all the parties that are parties to the revitalized peace agreement are there into the cessation of hostilities. That has been since 2017. The ceasefire has been largely holding, and that is really a positive kind of thing. But this is, despite the ceasefire largely holding, there is persistent intercommunal violence. That is violence among communities. And that has been, such a violence could derail preparation for the elections. And then also there have been a few differences here and there between the political leaders, especially Dr. Riek Machar, the first vice president, has been having kind of differences with the ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement led by President Salva Kiir. That is when it comes to the changes within the ministers, because some of the ministers of the opposition have been fired unconstitutionally, according to what the opposition has been saying. So, but those kind of differences have still been managed through the collegial collaboration and decision-making, which is provided for under the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. It means that they are moving on. Yes, they have been having differences here and there, but they still have managed to resolve them internally.
With the presence of South Africa's president in South Sudan currently, and what is the expectation going forward, just looking at the implementation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of conflict in South Sudan, what sort of report is President Ramaphosa going to be receiving from his counterpart and stakeholders who are a party to this agreement?
President Cyril Ramaphosa is a person who is known to all most of the senior leaders within South Sudan. That one dates back since the liberation war that led to the independence of South Sudan. The ANC has had always closer cooperation with the ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement. So, Cyril Ramaphosa, I think this is not the first time he's in South Sudan. He was here when he was still the deputy president of South Africa. And that time he had come to try to push for the reunification of the SPLM, which we don't know how far he went about it. But he's a respected man, a leader who's respected, and he has a kind of leverage over all the key players within South Sudan. When it comes to Machar, because the first vice president, this is a man who knows all the key players within the political terrain in South Sudan. So he's expected, in fact, to listen from each of them. He's expected to meet each of them one-on-one and to listen. And several key things, of course, because there are things in South Sudan preparing for elections, but some analysts doubt whether free, fair and credible elections can be held without so many things, key things like the completion of the graduation and deployment of unified forces, the kind of the enactment of the permanent constitution is still yet to be done. So these are some of the things I think Ramaphosa will be dealing with. These are some of the things I expect him to deal with.
Now, Dennis, just in wrapping up, with regards to the general election that's coming up in December this year, what sort of sentiments are you getting from the citizens when it comes to the upcoming elections, firstly, and, what's the feeling with regards to the terms of the agreement and the terms remaining beyond the expiry date?
The sentiment has been that many people actually have been, looking at a slow peace process because most of the key things are yet to be completed. And there has been that kind of feeling that probably there will be another extension of the transitional period, of which the government has kept on insisting that the polls will go ahead. There was even a suggestion by the SPLM, the party led by President Salva Kiir, to first kind of hold presidential elections in that is December 2024, and then the later next year hold parliamentary elections. The reason is that they lack enough budget to conduct both presidential and parliamentary elections. So, but according to the UN survey conducted, I think last year by the United Nations mission in South Sudan, it turned out that the majority of South Sudanese want elections to take place because they believe they will transition the country, towards democratic governance. So the elections are popular, despite the feeling that key things of the peace agreement, within the peace agreement, the key things are yet to be completed.
And South Africa's president is set to meet the Electoral Commission's chairperson. What sort of discussions do you think, and as well as political leaders and senior officials, what are the expectations from this meeting?
The expectation will be that the South African leader will try to kind of get to kind of understand from them some of the challenges and then the progress they have made, because some of these institutions were reconstituted recently. It's not that they have just started operating, but we will be able to find out from them firsthand how they are prepared, how you know, they are doing things. I think that is the message. Even across all the political leaders, I think they will be able to find out their views on the elections, because the election timeline has not yet been agreed upon by all the key leaders within the transitional unity government in South Sudan. They are yet to agree on the election timeline.
And also there is indication from President Ramaphosa that bilateral, strengthening of relations between the two countries is something that they're going to be taking very seriously with some of the agreements currently on the table.
Yeah, of course, South Africa and South Sudan signed in May 2019, that was an agreement, that was the Ministry of Petroleum of South Sudan and the Ministry of Energy of South Africa reached the deal. That was to do with oil exploration. It was actually a six-year oil exploration and production sharing agreement deal that was struck, that was signed that year. It was signed in 2019. So that one, under that deal, the state-owned strategic fuel fund of South Africa will be able to invest in the oil refinery, exploration, and also oil pipeline development, and that is in Jonglei State. It's in the northeast of the country, the state called Jonglei. That's where the oil this will be taking place.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.